subject, the father and the son. Dear Stephen Shirley, first let me start out by saying that I had no intention on splitting the two up. With that being said, here's my dilemma.
Here we go.
Here we go. I met Richard at work. He was my boss, and we quickly developed a sexual relationship. But it wasn't just sex. It was my first true grown-up relationship. I visited him at his home and spent the night. I had half of my belongings in his house. We took trips together and celebrated holidays and birthdays together. It was an amazing and loving relationship. I was 22 when I met him, and he was 47. Even though he was a gorgeous 47-year-old and was rich and charming, he was not the best in bed. I think this is where my interest began to develop for his 17-year-old son. Exactly 3 years into our relationship, I was getting bored. It was the same routine in bed. I thought to myself, I'm too young for this. Now keep in mind, I'm only 25 at the time, and this 17-year-old thought I was the sexiest, most delicious thing he had ever seen. Being Latina made that even more appealing to this kid. Anyway, long story short, one night it was just me and the kid. Both a little too intoxicated, we delved into our desires. 2 years after that encounter, I'm stuck between a father and son who are at war with each other because they both claim to love me. I don't know what to do. I think I love them both. What do I do, Steve Harvey? You have to be kidding me right here. There's nothing funny about this letter to me. The fact that you call him a kid, you've called him a kid yourself in this letter. It's not a joke, because that's exactly what he is. He's a kid. At 17, he may desire to do you. You said the word desire in your letter. But you, as the adult in this situation, should not indulge him under any circumstances. This is against the law. He's only 17. I mean, you quickly developed a relationship, a sexual relationship with his dad. You got bored with him. Now you're on to his son. Who are you? What are you doing? You're still with the dad, though. You threw in being a Latino to say what? That it was something different for him? I get that. It probably is something different for him. But at 17, anyone is different for him. He's this...
Shirley, you can't talk.
She makes me so mad. I'm so mad at this woman.
Let me handle this.
And you've messed up a good father-son relationship with your mess.
Come on,
Steve.
Big boy.
Hot, helpful.
Yeah. Mm.
Let's just get to it. This email is from Hot Heifer. Let's stop all this. Cut all this out right here. Let's go. All right, you ready? This woman went on this job. I met Richard at work. He was my boss. We quickly developed a sexual relationship. Okay, now she 22, y'all. They quickly developed. She ain't had no hesitation. He 47, she 22. 25 years did she hurry up and had a sexual relationship with him.
Yep.
I had half my belongings at his house. We took trips together, celebrated holidays and birthdays together. It was an amazing and loving relationship. I was 22 when I met him, and he was 47. Even though he was a gorgeous 47-year-old, he was rich and charming. He was not the best in bed. Mm. Well, let me ask you something. In your letter, you said, this was my first true grown-up relationship. Then you just say he was not the best in bed. You sure know a lot about how it ought to go for somebody that's in your first grown-up relationship. See, I'm just throwing that out there.
You'd be so young.
See, mm-hmm. I think you're 22. I think you've been wilding. Mm-hmm. Now, I ain't judging you. A lot of people wild when they're young. That's part of growing up for some people. So I think you've been wilding. That's why I think it was so easy to have this relationship with this 47-year-old. Because you've been wilding with all these young dudes, ain't giving you nothing. All of a sudden, you saw trips, holidays, bags, clothes, you know, our account, you know, pension fund. You saw all that. Now, 3 years in our relationship, I'm getting bored. Well, he 50 now.
Okay.
You 25. That's two generations of people that's doing stuff a little bit differently. He got different goals and ambitions in life. He got stuff he trying. He through doing that you ain't even experienced yet. He through with all that foolishness.
Yep.
Ain't nothing wrong with this man. He'd have just settled down. That's all. Now, So it was the same routine in bed. I thought to myself, I'm too young for this. Now, keep in mind, I'm only 25 at the time, and this 17-year-old that I thought I was the sexiest, most delicious thing he had ever seen. First you say, now this 17-year-old thought that I was the most delicious thing he'd ever seen. Well, 17, you know, everything I saw was delicious back then.
Yeah, at that age.
Everything. Michelle Pierce, Brenda Pearson, Brenda Skinner, Andrea Hawkins, you know, Teresa Alva Hicks. I can go down the list, Sandra Dove. I got everybody. I thought everybody was sexy. Being Latino made that even more appealing to this kid. Anyway, long story short, one night it was just me and the kid. Like Shirley say, keyword kid. Both a little too intoxicated. You got 17-year-old boy drunk.
Right there.
We delved into our desires. Heifer, y'all start screwing.
Yeah, this child.
You say no novel. Nah, talking about I delved into our desires. Y'all start screwing. That's all y'all did. Y'all ain't did nothing else. 2 years after that encounter, I'm stuck between a father and a son who are at wars with each other because they both claim to love me. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do. I think I love both of them. What do I do, Steve Harvey? Don't ask Steve Harvey a damn thing.
Whoa,
you need to go somewhere and sit down.
Yeah.
Sit your tricky home wrecking behind down.
Family. She did.
Where is the boy mama in all this? See, that's what I wish I knew that information. Mm-hmm. But you probably left that out.
Mm-hmm. I betrayed.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.